With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Thank you, Taylor, for embracing us. I have two questions. มีบทความในหนังสือพิมพ์ฉบับหนึ่งกล่าวว่าบริษัทน้ำอัดลมแห่งหนึ่งผลิตขวดน้ำอัดลมจำนวน 1,500 ล้านขวดต่อวันเพื่อออกจำหน่ายทั่วโลกในปี2006แต่เพียงบริษัทนี้บริษัทเดียวใช้น้ำในการผลิตทั้งสิ้น290,000 ล้านลิตรซึ่งคิดเป็น1ใน5ของปริมาณน้ำใช้ของสหรัฐอเมริกาทั้งประเทศด้วยการใช้น้ำในปริมาณมากเช่นนี้อาจจะทำให้เกิดปัญหาการขาดแคลนน้ำได้ในอนาคตนี่ยังไม่รวมถึงปัญหาขยะพลาสติกและการปล่อยของเสียที่เป็นพิษสู่สิ่งแวดล้อมซึ่งได้เคยเกิดขึ้นแล้วที่ประเทศอินเดียในปี2003ข้าพเจ้าเชื่อว่าด้วยการให้ข้อมูลกับลูกค้าโดยเฉพาะวัยรุ่นและนักเรียนให้ทราบถึงปัญหานี้เราจะสามารถลดการบริโภคน้ำอัดลมซึ่งจะเป็นวิธีหนึ่งในการช่วยลดปัญหาภาวะโลกร้อนได้ขอความกรุณาท่านอาจารย์ให้ความคิดเห็นเรื่องนี้ค่ะ Thank you
Of course you can inform the more the betterI heard that soda consumption is not very good for your health anyway. But you can't just tell them to quit everything. It's difficult to tell them to put down a piece of meat already. So the thing is, meat consumption has terrible karma for yourself and for the world. Or soda maybe is still not so bad. So concentrate on the vegetarian diet first.And even then, we will have enough water for making soda or anything, or take 10 baths a day. Meat consumption uses up more water than anything else. So even if you and I try not to bath for a year or something, it's still nothing compared to what they use to produce the meat. So you can inform the soda company, or you can inform the younger people or your children not to drink it. But it's not like the number one priority.Everything helps, of course. You can give them all the facts. If you can find them on the internet about this soda producing problem. Otherwise, just concentrate on telling them to eat vegetarian. Because when they turn to vegetarian to save the planet, then their consciousness will change to more compassionate, more loving. And then the karma will change. And maybe the soda will eliminate itself.Once you'll be vegetarian, you're more clear, and then you would choose a better, healthier drink even.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
การลดทานเนื้อสัตว์เพื่อลดภาวะโลกร้อนมีความเป็นไปได้ในกลุ่มนักเรียนเนื่องจากโรงเรียนต่างๆเกือบทุกแห่งต้องมีโรงอาหารพื้นฐานไว้บริการอาหารกลางวันให้กับนักเรียนแต่ไม่ปรากฏว่ามีการขายอาหารมังสวิรัติมีบ้างตามโรงอาหารของมหาวิทยาลัยซึ่งมีส่วนน้อยหากมีการเผยแพร่อาหารมังสวิรัติที่อร่อยและมีคุณภาพทางโภชนาการตามโรงเรียนต่างๆและถ่ายทอดหรือแนะนำการทำอาหารมังสวิรัติให้กับโรงอาหารของทางโรงเรียนพร้อมทั้งมีการให้ความรู้นักเรียนเรื่องผลกระทบของอาหารประเภทเนื้อสัตว์ที่มีต่อภาวะโลกร้อนและพิษร้ายของอาหารประเภทนี้เชื่อว่านักเรียนคงไม่ปฏิเสธที่จะเลือกทานบ้างในบางมื้อเพื่อสุขภาพและเพื่อตระหนักถึงการมีส่วนร่วมในการช่วยรักษาโรคท่านอาจารย์มีความเห็นเรื่องนี้อย่างไรกรุณาให้คำแนะนำค่ะขอบคุณมากค่ะ
Yes It's very good very good ideaMany of your brothers and sisters are doing that. For example, they go to a university or school, kindergarten or primary school to demonstrate vegetarian diet and give the student sample. And the professors, the teachers and the student have pledged to become vegetarian. Many children know the cruel treatment of animals. They will stop eating meat.And also they know the benefit of vegetarian diet, and they will continue. But it's still not fast enough, you know. I think we need more cooperation from many angles, like the government, the press, and the people at large. Try your best anyway. Go back to school.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
In some countries, there are a huge amount of vegetarian people, like Taiwan or India.This is because of the spiritual level of the country. For Thailand, is it possible to be like Taiwan or India? Thank you, Master.
It's possible if all the monks and nuns there turn into vegetarian diet. Because in India, all the monks, they eat vegetarian. They don't kill, they don't take meat. Even if they go out begging, the people know they don't give meat to them.This is a tradition since a long time. And in Taiwan, all the Buddhist monks are vegetarian, absolutely. Therefore, the people emulate their examples. So you try to give all the information to the monks first to see if it works. good luck. Good luck to your country.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.Swine flu, Ebola Reston virus, MRSA or methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus, infection linked to livestock antibiotics. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children, antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella. Bird flu.Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter. Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity, Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Hello, Master. My question is, in Monaco, recently you have spoken about the need for the media to promote the message of vegetarianism. We've been seeing more press from print, broadcast to radio, such as the vegetarian segment covered in one of France's largest news programs. It's been discussed several times in the US Times and other major publications. So, Master, how much more do we still need to see in the major media to truly be making a big difference in the public's awareness of being vegetarian to save the planet? Thank you.
This should be done on a more frequent basis, you know, like daily reminder. As I mentioned in Monaco, they have to print a line every time they print out a newspaper or a magazine. They should print it on every page on the newspapers and magazines. Even one or two headlines daily, you know, even on film, on movies, advertising boards, TV, computer board, everywhere. This should be the topmost concerned topic. My God, we are short of time already. Please, everyone, wake up. The wealthy ones should spend money to advertise these headlines if the media don't do it. All the vegetarian and vegan should go all out to inform people and tell them the grave situation of our time due to meat diet, and convince others to switch to vegetarianism. Yeah, I would call on all the vegetarian and vegan, don't just be a quiet vegetarian. Least of all, a closet vegetarian. You are the pioneers, the heroes, the world savior. Come out and showcase your most needed, shining example. Help in any way you can. Be an active vegetarian. The world needs you. We have all the information on the suprememastertv.com for you to convince people that meat diet is bad and vegetarianism will save the world. Please do it. Print them all out. Give it to people. How much time does it take you? You carry some in your pocket. Just print it out on suprememastertv.com. All the information about harmful meat diet and beneficial vegetarian lifestyle. Just print them out, put in your pocket, and wherever you go, just give it to people. It doesn't take time. Not much money. Even if it does, please do sacrifice to save the planet if you still want to live here. And also to save the animals that you so much love and to save our people who are not aware of the bad consequences of a meat diet. It's our duty to do that. All the vegetarian, all the vegan, all the fruitarian, breatharian, solarian, waterian out there, please do this. We cannot do it all alone. We can also save some people, but we cannot save all if we don't have your help. Please do help us to help everyone. Thank you so much. By the way, I also want to take this opportunity to congratulate and thank the new vegetarian club members. You do make a big difference. And that's why we gain many months.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 7 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News, wishing you much love and peace under Heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.